Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
Yeah.
I didn't choose to rap. It just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of our love? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, January. Wow, January, July. Wow, where did I get January from? Monday, July the 17th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and His Son Yahushua, or Asher, Ayah, Asher. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic today. Actually, when you boil all of these topics down and you talk about all this stuff, it comes down to this, the manipulation of the one, which is what we call niche or diakonia mastery, self-mastery. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about what is this process of niche mastery. We want to look at the 8 components of niche mastery or niche mastery. May actually turn this into a series, Now, before we get started, let me make sure that everybody over and understands that tonight we start the series on the carbon 7 superbeam. And this is a dangerous series because this is where all of the race mongering comes from. This is where all the black people get the, you know, I am God ideal because of the inability to, you know, go back to source. So today, this is kind of like an introduction, if you will, to that series that starts tonight at 7. The cost of the series is $99, so please just simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, make the $100 donation, so you can be a part of the series that is going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify one of the most profound things on the planet, which is everything is a manipulation of the one. For example, all color is a manipulation of one color. There actually is no such thing as hue. Hue is a deformed, hue is a shattered, hue is a dumbed down, hue, like blood, is a coagulation of light. The same way every element on the periodic table is a manipulation of one element, the same way every musical instrument is a manipulation of one note, the same way every wave is a manipulation of one, the same way, again, all disease is a manipulation of one. Everything is a manipulation of one. A niche is the manipulation of one. So niche mastery is the beginning of returning back to source or the one. So the niche mastery system is a comprehensive system that is based upon eight components. And these eight components help you to identify what we talked about on the previous show when we talked about that problems are products. What is profoundly interesting to me, it is that in the course of my lifetime, I've discovered something that was very, very mind-shattering and remarkable, which the whole time I was looking for my dear Kenia, I was doing it. The whole time I was going from job to job to job to job, from house to house to house to house, from car to car to car to car, from female to female to female, that was my niche. My niche, my brothers and sisters, is to help people solve the problem that I have. What problem that I had? That problem, I had no purpose. I did not know what to do, so I did a lot of things. Now I have mastery over purpose. That's my niche. My niche is to help you find your niche. Why? Because I didn't have a niche. And when I solved my problem of finding a niche, now I am an expert. I used to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. So as I've been stating, and I will continue to state until it registers, because it took me 20 years to register. It may take you 20 years for this one statement to register. It may take you 20 years for this one statement to register. Finding your niche is as simply as identifying your most prevalent problem in your life. Now, I am a teacher. That's what I do to express my niche. Teaching is not my niche. Purpose is actually my niche. Everything that I do is just what I is. It is the clothing. It is the dressing. It is actually a manipulation of my niche. Actually, everything that I do creates confusion about my niche. Really, the only thing that I should be talking about is purpose. Everything else I talk about is just again leading up to my main topic. My main topic, I'm a one trick pony. The only thing that I'm an expert in, that I'm better than no, I have mastery. Niche mastery is there is one thing that's been whooping your aspiritus so long that you know that thing so well that it's like the back of your hand. You don't have to take no classes. You don't need no books. But the problem is it has mastery over you. You're afraid of it. So you have no confidence in it. Since you have no confidence in it, you can't teach it. The universe only responds to a confident mind. Since you're not confident in that thing, the universe does not respond to you. It's only when you look the devil in the eye and tell him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." That is the only time you have mastery. Until then, you are a manipulation of God. Until you become one with God, until you return back to source. What does that mean? That means you take your problem and realize that your problem is your path back to the kingdom. See, the way that you got kicked out of the kingdom is the same way you get back. You got to reverse engineer what happened. You had a gift. You lost that gift. Now you go back and you get that gift and you return the gift back. That means you return back to source. See, light is a manipulation. When you take white light and you shine it through a prism, you get color. It's very interesting because color, each wave, red, blue, green, orange, those are all different wavelengths. They all vibrate on a different frequency, but they all come from the same frequency. It is crazy. Everything that you see is God. This is why racism is the most stupid thing I could ever. For me to dislike you is saying I dislike myself. If I piss on you, I'm pissing on myself. If I hate you, I hate myself. If I hang you, I'm hanging myself. That's why the law, that's what karma is. Karma doesn't exist. Karma is simply a freaking Eastern mystic way of saying that we are all one. So to disrespect you, I'm disrespecting myself. Because we are all, there is no, everything is a manipulation of one. So everything comes out of source. So it's mind blowing if you can sit here and look me in the eyeball and tell me all of this religious bullshitness that's out here today. That is all comes out. Isaiah 48 says that I am the Lord thy God. I make good and I make evil. I do all these things. There is only one emission. There is only one frequency. There is only one patar. There is only one generator. All of the other generators, everything else is a manipulation of the frequency that the generator is sending. And so what we're going to be talking about tonight is we're going to be talking about a subject that, according to science, now, again, it is mind-blowing because it goes directly into what we are discussing when we're talking about your problems. Now, every problem is a separation from the niche, or every problem, especially a financial problem. When we talk about money, money is a manipulation of a frequency. And so when we talk about finding your niche comes from simply identifying the thing that you can do better than anybody else. The problem is most of us think we don't have a thing that we can do better than anybody else. So the first step of mastery, of the eight steps of mastery, is to identify, again, your most prevalent market demand for you. So the universe is allowing you to be an expression, an individual expression of God. I don't know how to put that into the English language for you to wrap your brain around. So I'm going to tell it to you or say it the best way that I know how. Because what I see when I see you is I see God. I don't see a black man. I don't see a white man. I don't see a white woman. I don't see what other people see. Because I see behind flesh and blood. I see dark energy, dark matter. I see ether. Now, according to the Big Bang Theory, there was a corruption, a manipulation, a sound, a frequency, a wave or a vibration at a exact point in time, the universe decided to express, expose, and expand itself according to science. So science says before the Big Bang, that was what I call, or what they call, singularity. I call it a single standing column of waveform energy. That's why you always hear me say that's what you should be. That's my goal. My goal is to become one with the Father, because Yahushua said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So when we look at the different wavelengths, for example, when we look at the electromagnetic spectrum, what we are looking at is the universe, again, dividing itself. Now, before the Big Bang, this ether, this mass, this dark energy was one. So everything that is present came from one, and everything that is present will return to one. Now, if you could wrap your brain around that, which is very difficult to do, I understand. But if you could wrap your brain around, you could see that there is a pulling in and a stretching or a tearing or a ripping apart of one. And this ripping apart of one is like yeast inside of dough. If you make leavened bread versus unleavened bread, if you put, remember that old story, a little yeast, or like one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Well, it's the same thing. The reason that bread expands is because of yeast or leaven in it. So the universe is expanding, and something is causing the universe to expand, to express, expose itself. So it is the expanding universe that is causing you to exist. That's why you're here. Now, it's interesting, because in the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 11, this is why you have a niche. So God wants to express, expose, and expand himself in the form of you. So God says, hey, I want to see what it's like to be a Asian. So, poof, you were born, if you're an Asian. Maybe you are an African American. Maybe you're Chinese. Maybe you're Caucasian. Maybe you're Welsh. Maybe you're Dutch. But what you are that you are an individual expression of God. Now, as an individual expression of God, you have a specific niche that your ether is designed to master. And without that mastery of ether, you keep cycling or circling or churching on this planned net. You are linear. You are not circular. So your blood cells are circular. Your blood cells should be linear. And until you become linear, you are not expanding. You're not expressing, and you're not exposing your niche. You keep going. It's Groundhog's Day. Every day is Groundhog's Day for you. You keep going around the mulberry bush, because you go to a church. You inside of a kirk or a circle or a city. There was no such thing as a city until Nimrod came along, who was the son of Cain. And when Cain was kicked out of the linear, he became circular. And without this over, under, and understand, you will not be able to find your niche. Now, what are you saying, Brother Will? Well, let me break it down for you. According to Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, it says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, 600 years, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the foundations of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. So Genesis chapter 7, verse 11 says something happened on Noah's 600th birthday. And it was during the second month, so January, February, the 17th day. February the 17th of the month, the same day were all the foundations of the great deep broken up. So there was a foundation that was broken, and the windows of heaven were opened. So something happened on that day. That day allowed something to exist for the first time in the history of the earth that never existed. Now, that thing that happened was called rain. Before then, it had never rained on the earth. Now, the reason why this is important, because that was Noah's niche. Now, Noah's niche was to build an ark. Whether you believe the story or not is irrelevant. The point of the story is that, now we could talk about David, he had a niche. We could talk about Absalom, he had a niche. We could talk about Samson, he had a niche. We could talk about Yahushua himself, he had a niche. Every biblical Paul was on the road to Damascus. Paul used to kill Christians. He was riding on a horse. He got knocked off the horse. He was blinded. He heard a voice that said to him, "Why in the hell are you persecuting me?" And he changed his name and he changed his niche. That's why I do name reports, because that's my niche. I could talk about Bethesiel, who was the builder of the temple back in the Old Testament. And he built physical temples. And my name, even Bethesiel, I build spiritual temples. That's my niche. Like Noah, you got a niche. You were born because God wanted to express an individual character inside of himself, and he put it inside the letters of your name. He put it inside the specific date. Notice the scripture said on a specific day. Noah did something that had never been done before. On that day, the foundations of the great deep broke up and the windows of heaven opened up and it poured out something. That's something that is what we call rain. Now, Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. We read 7:11. Now let's read 11:7. Well, 11:9. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Notice, before then that was one language. What is this? The Tower of Babel. Once man's language changed, man changed. Again, what's the purpose of the reading that scripture? This is the indication, again, of the expanding of the niche, or the expanding of God's expression. That was one language. God said, "Hey, I'm going to divide all of these people up. So I'm going to make a bunch of different languages." Because before then, notice it says, the people is one, and they all have one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagine to do. That's Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. Now, this is the solution to your problem. Let me read the problem again, and let me read the solution. This is niche mastery. This is how I found and mastered my niche. This is how you got to find and master your niche. Thankfully, since I've already done it, all you got to do now is just join my life optimization system. The first part of the system, of the seven parts of the life optimization system, is self-mastery, which is niche mastery. So Genesis chapter 11, verse 9, this is your niche. This is your problem. So your problem is your product. So Genesis chapter 11, verse 9 says, therefore is the name of it called Babel. Now notice that the name of the thing establishes the thing. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. Notice that the name of the thing establishes the purpose of the thing. Father, touch the minds of your people. Notice that the name of the thing establishes the purpose of the thing. Father, touch the minds of your people. Notice the name of the thing establishes the purpose of the thing. Tell me your name, I'll tell you your purpose. Any man, any woman on any planet, give me your name, I will give you your exact purpose, your exact niche, your exact reason for being on your planet. Being on this planet. My name means Bethesiel in Hebrew. It means builder of temples. So I'm not a teacher. I am a builder of temples. But how do I build temples? How do I build temples, brother? Notice, I didn't have no temple. If you notice, now you heard my testimony. When my mother died, I never slept in a bed from that day until I went into the military. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. I never had a temple. From the day my mother died, when I was 11 or 12 years old, I slept on a floor in other people's houses. I never had a place to lay my head. I put my shit in a freaking pillowcase and was walking around on my own from that day till this. Notice, again, purpose being displayed in the form of a problem. My problem was I didn't have a place to lay my head. I had no purpose, no reason to exist. I wandered the earth like a freaking vagabond, whatever they call them. I was like a nomad. As a kid, I remember walking the streets, man. People, grown folks would walk past me, and they knew I was homeless. I've been homeless since 13. I don't know if you understand. I can't even express it to your language. It has no emotional effect on me. But before, I couldn't even make that statement without breaking down and crying. So let me explain purpose again. This is niche mastery. You've been doing your niche since you was a child. So if you come to me with something that, some new invention that you just stumbled upon today, that's not your niche, brother. That's not your niche, sister. That's just some new age bullshitness that the devil trying to trip you up with like he did me. He want to have you go out and join some multi-level marketing, this, that, or the other. No disrespect, but he wants you to do that because then you have no power. There is no demon in hell that can ever look me in the eye when it comes to building temples. Because I've been building temples since I was freaking six. Because 6 years old, I can remember getting that metal pipe on my back. And at the age of six, I knew that the person that was hitting me with that pipe, I was going to end their life. Thankfully, somebody beat me to it. See, your mastery comes from a place where there is so much emotional impact that when you speak with dunamis power and the freaking universe lines up. You speak as one having authority because you got it. Because you ain't got no gimmick or no scam. This is real life. Therefore, in Genesis chapter 11, verse 9, it says, therefore is the name of it called Babel, which means confusion. Why? Because the Lord did confound the language. Let me expose, and expand to you why you got your problem. God gave it to you. So you out here cursing the devil, you crying, you going to church on Sunday, turning over chairs, begging and pleading God, Father, please help me. And the same thing he told Paul is what he's telling you. My grace is sufficient for you. That problem you got, it ain't going nowhere until you master it and put it on a chain and lead that sucker around and make it your B-I-T-C-H. Until then, he going to keep whooping your aspiritus. Self-mastery is niche mastery. Until you master that problem is going to master you. Your problem is your product. God did confound the language of all the earth. Genesis 11:9 says that the name Babel was given to them by God. And then it says that God confounded their language of everybody on earth. And then it says, from this did God scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. That's why I don't have no more anger, because I know that everything happened to me was God's doing, because there is no devil. The devil is an emission or a manipulation of one. Let me say that again. I know it's going to be hard for your theology, but if you can find anything in nature that is not a manipulation of one thing, please email me. Now, I know what you're going to say because you ain't done the research, but I highly recommend that you do the research, you will find that everything is a manipulation of one thing. Color is a manipulation of light. Chemicals are manipulation of hydrogen. Sound is a manipulation of the yud. One. Everything on earth that exists is a watered-down version of God. When God wants to express himself, he manipulates himself. Or he allows something to manipulate himself. So what, again, as it says in the book of Isaiah, if you don't believe me, please read it for yourself. In fact, you know what? Let's interrupt the sound quality just a little bit so we can look up that scripture. God says, I create evil. Now, I like talking to good Bible thumpers. Like them sold out for Jesus Bible thumpers. I like talking to them about Isaiah 45. The whole chapter. Because they can't explain it. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. However, as I keep telling y'all, I'm in the pack. I'm one of those lights in there. I ain't the brightest one, but I'm in there. So Isaiah chapter 45 verse 6 says this, Isaiah 45:6, that man may know from the rising to the setting of the sun that there is no one besides me. Come on, man. Oh, Father, touch the minds of every Cretan on the planet. I need you to understand something. Now, again, this is very important. Otherwise, you are fighting yourself. You actually think that the devil got more power, or that there's some other energy or some other frequency or some other vibration or some little green man or some freaking peasant or some damn alien that got more power than the freaking universe, than the big G, and you walking around in fear that you got to go have somebody slap all on your head. Are you gotta go, you know, sit under this guru or that guru? Man, you ain't even gotta listen to me. You are me. Me and you come from the same frequency, man. If we trace our lineage back further enough, we all come from one. Everything on earth is a manipulation of the one. So therefore, my niche and your niche is just an individual expression of a bigger niche. And if we could ever wrap our brain around this, all economic problems would be solved. All war would cease. Because why would I go kill another man when I know that that man is me? If there would be no racism, there would be no hungry, because I know if I walk past a hungry man, a homeless man, and I help him, I'm helping myself. If we could wrap our brain around this one concept, all problems on earth would stop today. That would be harmony. Nobody would go out and kill anything. Everybody would be vegetarians. Or we would all be breatharians. Or we would all, again, be sanitarians. Because really, we don't need to eat. It's been biologically proven that the body can exist without food. Well, I don't know if y'all know that. I'm going to break that down during the series tonight. Now, if you want to kind of sort of pimp the game, I triple dare you to go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in the black body and hit enter and then read it. Now, the black body, the carbon body, again, is the only thing on the planet that absorbs basically 100% of the sun's energy and converts it into something. I can't tell you what that is. Now, the universe, now they're going to tell you something, but it's not the truth. The same way I told you during the Blood God series that they say that the O negative blood is all of the royals, it's the bad blood, it's demon blood, it's that another. And if you listen to the series, you know that that's not true. You know that it's really, again, they hide the truth in plain sight. Because remember, let's go back to the scriptures again. Everything is an emission of the one. Everything has been sent out by the one. So Isaiah chapter 45, verse 6 specifically states that men may know. Now, is there anybody that's listening to me that's not a wombed man or a man? Is there anybody that's not a man, or is there anybody that's not a man with a womb? So I'm talking to men. Everybody's a man. You're a man without a womb, or you're a man with a womb? Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, that's not a man. Okay, we got that covered. That men may know. So again, this is put in here so that that way you can stop guessing. You can stop scratching your head. You can stop wondering. So that this way you didn't got to believe no more. See, I'm not a believer. See, I stopped being a believer and I became a knower because God doesn't want me to believe. He wants me to know who I am. So now that I know who I am, when the devil comes up and tells me, nigga, you ain't shizness, I tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan, because it is written. Because, see, now I know who the devil is. I know that the devil is actually a part of the emission who is sent down here just to test me to see if I can be confused. So the devil works for the big G. The devil is God's dog on a leash. So the devil is here to test you. That's it. He's your adversary. He's here to see if you are ready to graduate to go back to source. So he comes down there and he tells you a lie. And he tells you, God's not on your side. And you say, damn, you know what? That's right. God is not on my side. And you believe him. And then he go back and say, God, see, I told you he's not ready. He say, okay, send him back out there. Let him go through some more tests. So he sends you some more problems. See, until you monetize your problem and realize that your problems are all your products, the devil going to keep whooping your aspiratus like he used to whoop my ass. Now, again, he works for me. Why does the devil work for me now? Because, again, I know. I don't believe anymore. I don't believe what the Cretans say, because I read something that's a higher law than the Cretan law. So Isaiah 45:6 says that men may know from the rising to the setting. So is there anybody on that's listening to the sound of my voice that's not a man or that's not a wound man and that they don't that you don't experience the sun rising and setting? Is there anybody that's not on earth? Everybody that's listening to me, are you on earth? Did the sun rise this morning and it's going to set this afternoon? Okay, good. That means you. I'm talking to you. Because the setting and the rising of the sun. And then it says that there is no one besides me. So if you are a man or if you are a man with a womb and you are on a planned net and you can see the sun rising set, that means God is telling you, hey, Negro, wake up. Ain't nobody else out here but me. Stop blaming other things that don't exist. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Somebody needs to memorize Isaiah 45:6 today. You need to tape it up right on the 3x5, whatever it is, tape it on your forehead. So every time you look in the mirror, you can read it. Isaiah 45:6 says that men may know that the rising and the setting of the sun, that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no one else, no other. Look at verse 7. Please look at it. Please look at it. Please, I'm begging you. I'm on my knees right now. I'm begging you to read it. I'm begging you to read Isaiah 45:7. I am begging you, Heavenly Father, please soften the hearts of your people. Please, Father, do for them what you did for me. Please, you're not a respecter of person. Isaiah 45:7 says, the one forming light and creating darkness. Hello. Come on, somebody. He forms the light and he creates the darkness, causing well-being and causing calamity. What? I thought the devil caused calamity. There ain't no damn devil. The devil is just an emission of God the same way you are. The devil, God has to express himself in a manner. So one individualization of him is called Satan. Another individualization of him is called Adam. Another individual expression of him is called Eve. And you are an individual expression of God, period. Because why? There's only one. There are how many elements on the periodic table? 118. 113. I forgot my chemistry. Anyway, 118, 113, whatever. They are all. What about the alphabet? How many letters we got in the alphabet? 26. There's only one letter. All the other letters are an expression of one. Everything that is many things is just an expression of one thing. Look at Isaiah 45:7. The one forming, notice it said one, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity, I am the Lord who does all these things. Drop down, verse 8. Isaiah 45:8, drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit. See, this is how you know you're saved, because you bear fruit. And righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. See, but to the contrary to popular belief, in the King James Isaiah 45:7, the most powerful verse on the planet. Isaiah 45:7 in the King James. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. I create evil. What? Say that again. I create evil. Hold up. I've never heard that preached before. I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Reverend Dr. Bishop, if you can explain that to me, please. Isaiah 45:7. I need somebody to break that down for me. Because, again, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I form the light. I create darkness. I make peace. I create evil. See, that's why from January the 1st of 2009 up until this day and until they put my black ass in a box, I will never fear devil in my life because that devil works for me. Every demon knows who I am. They know who you are, too. They know you are an individual expression of God. But they're betting on. All them suckers get together and say, he don't know who he is yet. Just like in the movie The Lion King, they came up to Simba, and Simba went out. And remember what Simba did? Simba was hanging out with the freaking hyena and the other thing. Because Simba, until Rafiki came along and told him, hey, do you know who you are? And he was out there talking about Hakuna Matata. Remember in The Lion King? The Lion King is you. You have forgotten who you are. You need to go down and look into the water and see. And you're going to look in there and you're going to say, that's just a reflection of me. And Rafiki needs to hit you on the head with that old wicked stick and tell you the same thing that the Father is telling you today. Look harder. And when you look, you're not going to see your reflection. You're going to see the Father. Because you and the Father are one. So if I cheat you, I'm cheating me. If I disrespect you, I'm disrespecting me, and I'm disrespecting the Father. Because when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Because me and my Father are one. We all come from the same source, brother. We all come from the same source, sister. This is the manipulation of the one. This is the problem. The problem is that everybody thinks that the problems are real, and they're not. They're just a manipulation of one thing. See, the Father is allowing you to go through testing because you forgot who you are. And until you get to the point where you remember who you are, you cannot return back to who you are. And why? Because look at what happened before the Tower of Babel. Now, we read Genesis 11:9. We read Isaiah 45:7. Let's go back to Genesis 11:6. Now, Genesis 11:6. Now, remember Genesis 11:9 says that God, he called a place. Because remember, when you name it, you establish it. That's his purpose. So God said in Genesis 6, and the Lord said, behold, the people are one. Uh-oh. They were one. And they all had one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Man, why y'all think there's a black church in every corner in the hood? Why? Why do you think you cannot put 10 Negroes in a room without 10 Negroes coming with 10 different plans? Why do you think we can't come together? Why do you think there is this thing called denominations? Why is there one God, and how many denominations are there? How many religions are there? Why do you think there's all this division? Why? Because if people become one, husbands and wives can't even come together. It's impossible. They say that there's marriages that exist where the husband and wife are one. I've never seen one. I've heard of them, but I haven't seen one. Even my own. Let me make sure you understand why that happens. Because if two people, if a group of people become one and leave their egos at the door and walk in unity and unconditional love, we would freaking change the globe in about 5 minutes. But again, we have forgotten who we are. We think that we are individuals. We don't know that we are just expressions of one. We need to return back to our oneness. That means we got to get rid of our ego. So we got to return back to source. So niche mastery is, again, first base. there are eight components which I will be breaking down over the next 8 days. Number one, your niche must be mastered. What does that mean? That means your problem that is whooping your aspiratus, that messenger of Satan, that thorn is in your side, that contains your content-driven niche. See, your content, the step-by-step process to return back to God, is inside your problem. Your problem is keeping you from God. You can't return back to source until you solve your problem. What was my problem? Oh, man. Notice the devil gets you when you're young. Because, again, you're young, dumb, and stupid. You don't know nothing. You can't fight. Let that problem show up now. It has no effect on me. So when I was six and that metal pipe hit my back, it caused pain. When I went without food for more than 3 days, I got hungry. I got discombobulated. When the lady got in my face and started cursing me out, didn't allow me to sleep, made me walk around in circles, deprived me of all of that shit, just messed my brain up psychologically because I was a kid, because I was six, because I was a baby Christian. I ain't no damn baby Christian no more. I take all comers now. I look for devils. I'm a demon hunter. Y'all seen the movie Witch Hunter? Well, I'm a demon hunter. I wake up every day looking for demons to walk through. I call them suckers by name because they have no power. Once you get to this level of understanding, brothers and sisters, then you walk through the valley of shadow and death and you fear no evil. Because why? You know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Well, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother, but I'm still stuck. Because I know, based upon science, that this thing that we live in called time, and we live in this body that gives us mass, and we have a particular space that we occupy called a planet. And the universe, from a scientific perspective, where we all exist. And since we exist in this particular time, in this particular space, in this particular matter, we are limited in our expression. Well, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand what I'm going to be expressing to you tonight during my Carbon 7 super being. When I understood this, this was when I became a super being. Now, as a super being, what does that mean? That means that your consciousness is one with the Father. Now, what does that mean? What is the IMRs? What is the immediate measurable results? See, the immediate measurable results of a super being is that you got an internal sun. You activate your solar plexus. So now your power comes from within you. So therefore, everything that's outside of you have no effect on you. So therefore, when you make decisions, now you stay, you do things because of now you have what is called, you are a master of creation. That means that you got self-mastery. That's the first part of the seven parts of life optimization. Well, how does that manifest in real life, Brother Will? Well, in real life, what that means is now everything that you do, everybody's going to be against you. But you're gonna understand because in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4, and then God saw the light and that it was good, and God divided the light from the dark. So before, I didn't understand why I was divided. So now I understand that I'm here to cause division. Because I'm here to look you in the eye and to tell you that his name is not Jesus because there was no J's. And I'm here to tell you that Constantine manipulated. And I'm here to tell you that before, what did Christianity exist before Constantine? I'm here to tell you who was Abraham's father. I'm here to tell you that Abraham's father came from a place called Ur, U-R. And I'm here to tell you that Abraham was a Phoenician. His daddy was a Phoenician. And the Phoenicians, again, establishes the definitions. So the Phoenicians came from the Phoenicians. And so the Phoenicians, so I'm here to reveal, explain, illuminate things to you that reveal, explain, illuminate, and causes the division that we call denominationism, which is denomination, again, demonstration, to come back to one, to return to source. That's my niche, because I was divided. I was separated, but who divided me? The Father did. Because we read in Isaiah that men may know, so that men may know from the rising of the sun, that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no one else. I am the one forming the light and creating the darkness, causing well-being and causing calamity. So when something bad happens to me, I know God is doing this. Negro, wake up. So when something bad happens, I say, oh, okay, Father, it's testing time. I know I get my pen and paper, and I start writing shizness down. Because nothing happens to me that God doesn't allow. So therefore, if God can put it on me, he can take it off of me. So when I read Genesis chapter 1, it said that God divided light from darkness. See, so I used to be in darkness. Now I'm in the marvelous light. So when I read the electromagnetic radiation, which is called the EM radiation or EMR, which is an IMR, so I know an immediate measurable result is a electromagnetic measurable result. A EMR established IMRs. That changed my life. Because an electromagnetic result is thought. Thoughts or electromagnetic frequency. So therefore, if I got a physical problem, I got an electromagnetic problem. So if I got an electromagnetic problem, I know that that means that I'm not connected with the source. That means I'm still divided from the source. So God divided me from the source so that I can learn something. What am I supposed to learn? Well, in physical cosmology and astronomy, dark ether or dark matter that science calls it, it is an unknown form of energy. Unknown. That means dark ether is purposeless. That's why they say you got junk DNA. They don't know what the purpose of your DNA is. So you don't know what the purpose of your life is. Let me say that again, Father, touch the minds of your people. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So you live in a world, why they call it dark matter? Why they call it dark energy? Why do they call it black body? Why do they call it black? Because that represents unknown. So that means purposeless. So science doesn't want you to find your purpose. Because the electromagnetic spectrum forms radiant energy. So the electromagnetic process establishes visible light. So visible light is one type of the electromagnetic radiation. All the other light is not visible. So if we can't see it, that means it has no purpose. It is formless. It is the invisible part of the EMR. So therefore, you got invisible IMRs. Why? On less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum is visible. Father, touch the minds of your people. Less than 1%. Less than 1%. Less than 1% of the earth know what the hell, why the hell they here. Less than 1% of the people on the planet know their purpose. Less than 1%. Why? Less than 1% of the EMRs have IMRs. The electromagnetic radiation, a black body has 100%. A black body, a carbon super being, is the only scientifically proven entity that takes in all of the sun rays and uses 100% of it. No other entity, nothing on the planet can do that, except a carbon super being. That's why you need to understand what it is. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the electromagnetic spectrum. It has to do with the ability to absorb things and use it. Right now, you got all this ether, but you're not using the ether. You don't even know what it is. Now, you got the science. Science tell you that it's dark energy. Science told you that you got junk DNA. Science tells you that you use, what, 10% of your brain. And we're like, yeah, that's right. That's bullshitness. We can use 100% of our brain anytime we want to. I do it all the time. Isaiah 5:20 says this, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that pat or put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. It's just energy. It ain't good or evil. It's very important that you understand, because we are telling God he's evil. God said, be careful what you call evil, brother. It's because I emit all frequencies. It's very important, brothers, that you understand, because what the enemy is doing is he's making you call good evil, because he wants you to, again, reject the problem. And problems are bad. No, embrace those problems. Love those problems, because your problems are your products. Your problem is your solution to life. Your problem, again, is your ticket to freedom. Your problem, again, is how you're going to monetize the world. Now, problem mastery, niche mastery. That means that when you master your niche, you become conscious of one thing, that there are no problems, that there are no divisions, that everything is an illusion. Everything is an illusion. The word illusion means ill and Zion. The S is a Z. So it's ill Zion. Zion means city. City means sale. Sale means kirka. Kirka means church. Sick church. Sick cell. Sicker cell. Sick blood. An illusion means that you got sicker cell. Sicker cell is a black disease. Sicker cell only affects the black body. You ever seen a white person with sicker cell? Because sicker cell only affects carbonite beans. Melanoma. You ever seen a black person with skin cancer? Because melanoma only affects Caucasian people. Because there are melanite beings and carbonite beings, positive blood and negative blood. That is the barrier that is put between his seed and the woman's seed. And if you don't know the difference between the barrier that's placed between his seed and woman's seed, then the two seeds that are far off cannot become one seed. One new man, you cannot return home. All I teach is the science and the spirituality of returning home. That's all I do. Why? That's my name. I'm doing my niche. What's your niche? I have complete mastery. Nobody else is better than me in my space. So as long as I've got my person, I got the place, and I got my position, I have all authority. You know what the word Christ means? Let's close with this. Jesus is his name, even though it's not. Christ is his title. Let me say it again. In the ancient text, it's I-E-O-U-S. Some people call it Yeshua. Yahshua. However, let me make sure you understand the importance. Because without the title, the name has no power. So Yahushua, the demons respect his title. Because the title was given to him by his father. The word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. Without the person, place, and the position, you have no power. Your power comes from your office. Your office is your problem. Your problem is your niche. Yahushua mastered his niche. Did you master? Have you mastered yours? First of all, you got to find it. It's very easy to find because your niche is your problem. But because it's your problem and you've had it all your life, you've just accepted your problem as normal. It's the person who's been walking with a limp all his life. They don't even recognize they have a limp. A person who's been blind all their life, they've learned to adapt without sight. They learn to get by without sight. They don't even try to solve it. My biggest problem is talking to people who don't even know they got a problem. The hardest thing on earth is to talk to somebody who already have the solution. The hardest thing on earth to do is to talk to people who think they already got the solution. The most difficult thing on earth is trying to convince somebody actually read something that they believe doesn't pertain. Nobody is looking for something that they already got. Father, touch the minds of your people. Nobody is looking for the truth when they already got the truth. There is no Cretan that is looking for the truth because they believe they already got it. Just like I believed that I had it. And it wasn't until I kept going up against this thing called failure. See, division has a way of waking your ass up. See, everybody faked the phone. And as long as you hang around other people who's faking the phone, see, chickens who hang around other chickens, they cool because everybody looks the same. But once a chicken go out and hang out with an eagle, he's like, oh, shizness. Freaking eagles can fly. And then the chicken realizes that I am different. But as long as a chicken is hanging out with other chickens, he will never realize that he's not a chicken. Because the chicken that's hanging out with other chickens is really not a chicken. That chicken, you, that's hanging out with other chickens, is really an eagle. See, we're all eagles, but we've been convinced that we're all chickens. We are priests, but we've been convinced that we're all peasants. We are all royalty. We are joint heirs. We are ambassadors of Christ. These are all the things that your scriptures said that you are, but somebody told you that you're not. And I'm here to tell you that you are a carbonite being. That is a solar energy panel that the sun is going to light up. And the sun is going to turn you from a 666 into a 661. And the neutrinos is going to activate the melanin process and remove the melanoma and replace that with carbonite. And when that happens, you are going to become a melanated chi of the Zedek, known as Melchizedek, the king of Salem. He was the king of peace who ushered in a new man and a new womb man. You are the firstborn of many brethren. What is doing? God is doing a new thing that has never been done before. What I'm talking about doesn't exist. That's why it took me 40 years to get here. I am talking about a new man that nobody even knows about yet. A new creation that it talks about in the book of Ephesians. So when I get to the conclusion of what I'm talking about at the end of this year, you're going to hear shizness that you've never heard before in your life. You're probably going to think that Brother Will has lost it. But thankfully, at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ is going to be risen. And everything that I've said, you're going to remember. And you're going to remember that, damn, Brother Will wasn't as crazy as he sound. That fool actually was right. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. We're going to have glorified body. He's going to glorify your dirt suit, brother. That's why I'm excited. Because I've been to the mountaintop. And I've seen what very few people have seen. Brothers and sisters. 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 25 says, have you not heard? Long ago, I did it. From ancient times, I planned it. Now, I have brought it to pass that you shall turn fortified cities into ruinous heaps. It is time, my brothers and sisters, that this fortified city that you call a body that's going to be teared down and regened and regenerated. It is very important that you understand the regening process that very few people are teaching or talking about today from a biblical perspective. That's why I've always kept my foundation Because most people, when they get to my level, they lose it. Because very few people understand what is called the fifth orphanic, O-R-P-H-I-M, ether. It describes the substance that is called the high reigning indestructible element, the life spark, or what is called the spark of life. This was inside the movie, The Fifth Element. This is what I'm reading from. The biblical significance comes from Ephesians 2:2. I'm going to break all this down tonight in the Carbon 7 Super Being series. You need to be a part of that series. Because ether is the personification of the tenth or the upper heaven. It embodies the pure upper air that the gods breathe, as opposed to the normal air that mortals breathe. Ephesians 2:2 says it this way. Wherein times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Wherein in times past, but guess what now? Now you walk in the newness of life with a new air. Brothers and sisters, that is why they're building deep underground military bases, because the air is changing. Pretty soon you're not going to be able to do this. You ain't going to be able to do it anymore unless you are regened. And we're going to talk about that tonight at 7. Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so you can join the Carbon 7 Super Being series, so you can understand what's going on with the age of Aquarius, this new age that we're entering in. Very important, brothers and sisters. Please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Series starts tonight. Carbon 7 Super Beings. You need to understand your niche and how to master it. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And for the people who overstand, his name, as it says in the book of Revelation, is the entire word of God. His name is the entire word. And may the Ruach and may the Pneuma continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and seems firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Delusions, dreams, it really can't,
huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.